7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Striking teachers in Los Angeles have reached a deal and are back in their classrooms today. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
Back to work!
LA teachers have a tentative contract deal with the nation's second largest school system. The agreement includes a 6% raise for teachers, a slight reduction in some class sizes, and more support staff, including nurses and librarians. Mayor Eric Garcetti.
Our future is literally in their hands, guided by the teachers and education professionals who are with them every single day. And nothing is more fundamental to our city than that.
Police in Phoenix are announcing the arrest of a suspect who raped a disabled woman who then gave birth in her long-term care facility. The man was a nurse at the facility who was caring for the woman, and home prices once again are on the rise. A new report out says home prices rose 4% in the month of November. Housing industry analysts were only forecasting an increase of 3%. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Planned Parenthood released their annual report for 2017-2018 fiscal year. The report revealed that the number of abortions the group did this past year increased by over 11,000 from the previous year. Catherine Glenn Foster is the president of Americans United for Life. She reacts to this new study that came out on Fox News.
American taxpayer dollars should be spent on helping people to live and live well, not on enabling babies to die. And yet that's just the opposite of what we're seeing from this new Planned Parenthood annual report, where in fact 14% of the women and the girls who've walked through the doors of a Planned Parenthood facility end up getting an abortion.
For the first time in the 83-year history of balloting for the National Baseball Hall of Fame, a player has been elected by a unanimous vote. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
Mariano Rivera was named in all 425 ballots cast. Rivera told us he was just happy to be in the major leagues.
I was just happy to be in the big leagues and play and give the New York Yankees as many championships that I can do it. You know, so I mean, but this was just beyond my imagination.
Hall of Fame voting also included fellow pitcher Mike Mussina, along with the late Roy Halladay and designated hitter third baseman Edgar Martinez. I'm John Clemens.
Martinez and Rivera will officially go into the Baseball Hall of Fame this summer in Cooperstown, New York. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Hey, good afternoon, Hunterdon County. Here is your weather report. It is 36 degrees. We are in double digits. It's almost like Florida out there right now. We got a light wind out there, just a little chilly. Slight chance of rain this afternoon after 2 p.m. Tonight, again, slight chance of rain, mostly after 7. Tonight, it's going to drop down to about 21 degrees, but this afternoon, before that happens, temperatures are going to go up just a little bit more. Now, you ready for this? On Thursday, rain before 2, okay, mainly between, after 2, excuse me, mainly between 2 and 5 p.m., could be heavy. Listen, your commute tomorrow, be careful, take it easy, drive slow, bring an umbrella.
Okay. And then Thursday night, a chance of showers before 8 p.m., low around 26. Friday, going into the weekend, mostly sunny, high near 33. Friday night, low around 15. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 28. Saturday night, around 19 degrees. And Sunday, we do have a slight chance of snow showers that are coming in. So be ready for that, too. But right now, it's not 9 degrees. Enjoy the day. Be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
Good afternoon, Hunterdon County. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one and only Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Our phone number is 908-627-7020. And let me tell you something, we are going to have a great show. I got so much to talk about, so many exciting things going on right now. I can't even begin to tell you. First of all, we got people just signing on, watching right now. I see Fred, Christine, Karen, Gina, Holly, Kathy. Hola, Kathy. Thank you. Yes, this is a kryptonite-free studio. The reason I'm saying that is we had Superhero Day at the Max Challenge of Clinton today. So members and staff, hey Mary, hey Holly, members and staff, they came in dressed up with superhero things on here. I had my Superman shirt on earlier. And again, this is a kryptonite free zone. So let me tell you something. We got so much going on. First of all, I want to thank you for joining me here. I am just pumped up to be part of this facility, part of this life-changing center. Hey, Michelle, I see you. I'll tell you right now. Let me start here, first of all. This is important here. Members, non-members, we are having a trial class that is free, open to the public trial class this Sunday morning at 7:30 a.m. at the Amazing Max Challenge of Clinton Center. Okay. We are located at 1802 Route 31 North at the Gray Rock Shopping Plaza. Beautiful Gray Rock there. So that's at 7:30. Now, something special that's been added on to this also. We are having at 8:30 a.m. sharp a free injury prevention and stretching seminar brought to you by Performance Rehab and Dr. Anthony Piccolo. He is going to be joining us there, and it's going to be right after the trial class. So, members, you come in, get an extra class in, bring a friend, bring a family member, bring a coworker, bring your neighbor. I don't care. Bring somebody. And then right afterwards, okay, and if you're not a member, right after you enroll for your 10-week program, because you can still enroll right now today, after you enroll, that's when you can sit down, listen to this seminar by this doctor, Anthony, and let me tell you something, it's going to be very informative, and it's going to be something you're not going to want to miss. So get that trial class in, come on down and join us. The other thing, let me tell you something, clapping it up for our members right now, okay, I got a big shout out. We announced last night our winner for our fall challenge, our fall 10-week challenge, hey Sam, and that was Kathy Anderson, and I'm just clapping it up for Kathy. And if you're watching, you're listening right now live on Facebook, give me some hearts on here. Not likes, not thumbs up. Give me hearts for Kathy because she crushed it. And I mean, all of our finalists, congratulations also, and to all of our members. Hey, Tom. Hi, Danette. She just did such an amazing transformation in the fall challenge, and we were just so happy to see her smile and to just congratulate her. Now, other things that are going on, too. This is big news. And this is, again, all because of you, all because of our members. This is because of you now. We have been nominated by Hunterdon Happenings for the best of Hunterdon for group fitness. Now, if you go to our Facebook page and if you go to our secret Facebook page for our members, everything, you're going to find the link right there. Just asking you to please vote for us. We are an amazing, life-changing facility. We are touching so many people. Hey, Jenny. And, you know, we just want you to vote for us, please. it means something to us to know that we have touched your life, that we have helped you in some way, that we have inspired and motivated you in some way, that we are making real changes in the lives of people in the Clinton, New Jersey area, okay, and in, probably in all of Hunterdon County, because I know our members don't just come from Clinton. It's the surrounding areas too. Okay, so thank you, Gina. I see that. Let's see. Yes, thanks, Sam. Mary, I appreciate you, Mary. Thank you so much. I'm getting all these comments. Keep them coming. Keep them coming. This is the kind of show I love. I love when people interact with me and talk here. So please get out there. Vote for the Match Challenge of Clinton, because we have made an impact and we are going to continue to make an impact. And it would mean a lot to me and to Team Clinton that you support us with your vote. And Team Clinton, speaking of Team Clinton, quick shout outs. Ron and Lauren Adelstein, the driving forces behind the Match Challenge of Clinton. They're the ones that brought it here. Myself here, by the way, I keep forgetting to introduce myself. In case you don't know me, I am Mark LaRose. I am the manager and one of the instructors there and motivator extraordinaire, I hope. Hey, Ron just signed on. Dude, boom! Going at it here, man. So we got Ron and Lauren. We got Jillian, who's one of our instructors and a fantastic membership experience leader. Megan Smith, our lead instructor. She is having a baby. She's going to be around tonight too, I think. And we have Sarah, who is an instructor and another membership experience leader. We got Scotty. We got Kim, former members who have come up through the ranks, and their lives were changed by this program, and now they are out there and exacting change in the lives of everybody around them too. That's why you want to vote for us. I'm not kidding, all right? So the reason that we were even nominated for this, though, folks, is because of you, because of our members, because of all of you, because of getting stronger, getting toner, getting tighter, getting more cardio, dropping the weight, buying new belts, getting off of medications. I mean, boom, that's what this is about. This is not about us having shiny stuff, you know, and all these things like this. This is about human beings having their lives changed by a team of experts who have compassion. And I'll tell you right now, you can still get in on this. You start your 10-week challenge at any time. I mean, we are so impacting the area. We even had to close out our 5 a.m. and 6 a.m. classes right now. They're packed. They're packed. And listen, get your spot now. Don't miss out on this. You want to be a part of this facility. You've been busy donating your, oh man, I got 28 seconds to go and I got to go to commercial. I'm talking for this and everything. I'll tell you right now, you've donated your money to big box gyms. You've paid your $10, your $19.99 every month, and you've gotten nothing out of it. This is the place you're going to want to be. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. Hey, Ed, I see you. Good to see you, buddy. Yeah, I think the Jets are still coming back, Ed. I got to go to commercial. I'll be back in just a few seconds. Don't you move.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I want you to have the theme from Rocky playing in your head right now, this whole show in the background. Dun, 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 dun. That's what this is about. This is Max Living, brought to you by the most excellent and amazing Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. The reason we are so excellent and amazing is because we have members who are excellent and amazing, and they are changing their lives. They are sharing it with their friends and their family members, their coworkers. And I am just so honored to be with you here today. Nicole, I just saw your comment. Thanks for joining me, kiddo. I love it. And Danielle's here joining us too. Ron, I got your text. Thanks, man. I'm just pumped up, man. I'm just jacked out of my skull today. I'm not kidding. All right. So let me get to the topic. Remember, you can vote for us. Best of Hunterdon. Your vote will not be wasted. I'll guarantee that. So because we are the best of Hunterdon, with all deference to the rest of the competition that's out there that comes to us. I am slightly biased. That's all I'll say. And that's all right, because this is what we do. We change lives. We don't just collect monthly dues from you and don't care if you don't show up. We know your name. We know your goals. We know the name of your dog and cat. All right. So come on in. Ava, good to see you. Missed you in class today. Listen up. Today's topic, let me get to the topic here. I'm going to take a deep freaking breath here. Let me just calm down for a second here, just a little bit, and let's talk about what I wanted to talk about today. And that is the ways that winter makes us sick and ways that we can prevent that. Now, people get sick all throughout the year, but there's something about winter. There is. And I'm not just talking about physical illness, which many of us have suffered through this year. I'm talking about even the winter blues. You like how I said that? That sounded pretty good in my headphones, actually. Winter blues. You get the blues going on. So we're not going to listen to the blues today. What I want to talk about, though, is things that you can do to prevent these illnesses, the sickness, and ways to make yourself healthier, and ways to keep your spirit and your mind and your emotions and your heart brighter. Hey, Marjorie, thanks for joining me. All right, so first off, this is going to sound so simple, so simple. Wash your hands. Washing hands, okay? Not just using hand sanitizer, which can help, but actually washing your hands with soap and warm water, okay, can help prevent the spread of germs and bacteria and viruses and things like that too. So get into the habit in the wintertime of washing your hands. Just had to get that out there. You would think that that's simple enough, but I'm sure people don't do it. And we want to make sure that, that gets done too. All right. All right. Moving on here. Some of the things here. I'm going to get serious for 1 second here. Angela, thanks for watching. I'm going to get serious for 1 second here, because even though we've kind of dodged the bullets when it comes to snow, the S word, we've done pretty good with that so far. Angela. I see him flying. Thank you. Listen, when you're out shoveling snow, I want you to be careful. This is a serious thing for me, and I'm going to get personal for a second, because I have two dear friends. I met them because I do wedding ceremonies from time to time, and I had married them. And it was just a few months later where my good friend, his father, was out there shoveling snow, and he had a heart attack, and he passed away. The The reason I'm telling you this is because I want you to, number one, here's the thing. Be careful when you're shoveling snow. Watch your back. Take it easy. You're getting out of breath. Stop. Take a rest. Okay? It's not worth it. It's not worth it. But here's the other thing, too. There's things that I'm going to start to say right now that are going to tie into this, because this was a young guy. This was a young guy who was only in his 50s. Okay? He left way too soon, and he left behind a lot of people that loved him dearly. Don't do that to the people you love. Okay? Don't do that. This is a show that talks about health and fitness. Okay? And as riled up and as jacked out of my skull that I was coming in here, because I'm excited about so many things, we're excited, but we're serious about helping you live longer, healthier, happier, and more fulfilling lives. That's what this is about. Okay? This is our mission for Clinton and the Clinton area in Hunterdon County. So you got to know that going into this, I want you to seriously remember that we want you to be around for a long time. Your loved ones want you to be around for a long time. So let's talk about this. When you're out there in the winter and you have to, you know, shovel snow and you're getting around and things like that too, what's some of the ways that you can prevent those things? Well, first of all, it's by getting healthier, whatever that means for you. Whatever that means, that could be losing weight, getting stronger, working on your cardio, all right? If you haven't been to the doctor in a long time for a checkup, go. Guys, men, I just know statistically, and I can tell you for myself, for men, you're going to put off going to the doctor more than most ladies will. Ladies will go to the doctor more often. Simple as that, all right? Guys, if you haven't had your checkup done in a long time, friggin' go. Go get your blood pressure checked. Go get your heart listened to. Get things checked. Get your blood work done by your doctor and figure out where you are at. You could be, Lauren, what's up? You could be pre-diabetic, diabetic, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and you don't even freaking know it right now because you don't go to the doctor for the last 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, whatever it is. So please, for the sake of your loved ones and yourself, go to the doctor and get checked. All right? And then, God forbid, if you have news that you aren't happy with when you're done, that's when you call us, 908-627-7020, and we are going to get you into the best shape of your life and help you take care of these things. So, number one, let's talk about this. Sleep patterns. You need to get enough sleep, okay? This is one of the first things I put here. I don't mean, you know, just 3 hours a night, but this is the thing. I was talking before about when we shovel snow and the dangers of heart attacks. You know that it's statistical from the American Heart Association that the number of heart attacks go up in the wintertime. Again, it could be due to shoveling snow, but it could also be the fact that it's a response to the cold, constricting blood vessels. The blood gets cut down to your heart. So you want to make sure you stay warm. Make sure you have a good winter coat going on here. Again, this sounds kind of basic, but I'm telling you, this is things that you need to do. Getting enough sleep, though, is going to be seriously important here. You don't want to go out sleep deprived into the winter. What's that going to do? It's going to affect your immune system. It's going to affect almost everything. But your immune system gets compromised, too. All right? Now, going into this, folks, I think I said this last week before. I actually called into a radio program on New Jersey 101.5. You ever listen to Dominski and Doyle? They were talking about the flu and the flu season, and I called up and I gave my opinion on this. And that is that because it gets colder out, it's the wintertime, it's also the holidays, and what happens at the holidays? You eat like crap. We do. We eat like crap. We have excessive sugar intake, excessive, in many cases, alcohol intake, all right? And your body, you know, an alkaline body is definitely more prone to be less inflamed. But you eat these things and you become much more acidic, and that affects your immune system. So eating better. It's the new year, okay? I talked last week about how your resolution was doing. You should watch that show if you haven't seen it yet, okay? But eat better. Eat better. Eat healthier. Cut out the sugars. Cut out the fried foods. Make sure you have complex carbohydrates. Get your vegetables in there, your fruits. And I don't mean vegetables with salad smothered in blue cheese dressing. That's not what I'm talking about either. Okay, veggies are very tasty. without slathered in blue cheese. But avoid the sugary foods, the sugary drinks. If you know me, you know I am against soda. That's me. I am against soda, sugary sodas. You can pick out the top brands that you pop it into your head right now. But that's just it. It's just a can and a bottle full of chemicals. You really don't need it, okay? And it's nothing that I would tell any of our members to have too, okay? But during the holidays, one of the reasons that we get sick in the winter is because of the way that we're eating. Even if you've been eating well all year, there's something about those holiday times where you're going to start eating those cookies and having the ice cream and the eggnog and all that other stuff. Well, guess what? It's January. Holidays are over. Let's talk about getting real for us here, okay? Thanks, Samantha. I agree. I have not had a name brand soda. It's probably going on a decade now. Now, one of the things that we tell you at the Max Challenge of Clinton is that you can have a seltzer as long as it is naturally flavored, or you can have plain. Got to watch the sodium content, but there's plenty of options out there that don't even have sodium added to it, all right? And but again, when you enroll, we're going to sit down with you and go over our complete nutrition program, and we will let you know exactly how to shop. And you know what? You can stay shopping where you're shopping now. That's the fantastic thing. We're not going to sell you pills on this or potions or anything like that, as Megan, the amazing Megan, likes to say. She's the one that gave me that line on there, pills and potions, months ago. But eating better, hydrating, okay? Get in your water intake. This is super, super, super important. Hey, Kim. Good to see you. Instructor Kim just signed on. Hola. Samantha's saying here, once your body is detoxed to the sugar, who needs that? No one. That's fantastic advice there, Samantha. Absolutely. And that's really what we talk about here, is cleaning our bodies out. When we're talking, you know, the Max Challenge Clinton in our nutrition program, we talk to people about cleaning your body out. Okay? And it may not happen overnight. I've said this to my class a couple times. You know, we didn't get out of shape in 3 weeks. It took years of abuse to get where we are. I'll tell you right now, it's not going to take years for you to get out of that, though. You know what? That's why we have a 10-week challenge. All right? Some people hit their goals in 10 weeks. Some people, they get done with the 10 weeks. They're like, okay, I need a little bit more work to do. No problem. This is a lifelong journey. This is not a fad diet, all right? This is not a bunch of chemical-laden food that you're ordering on TV to be delivered to your house that you have to microwave and eat after that, okay? This is just eating real food, all right? Now, I could just go on all over the place with that thing. So, but one of the ways, and here's the weird thing about the food part, folks. It's not just about physically feeling better either. It's, you know, we were talking before about the blues, you know, about the winter blues. What you eat will affect your mood. If it didn't, people would never drink a beer or have a glass of wine or a martini, right? Because what you're ingesting affects how your mood is. It's the same thing with breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It is. So, eating better. So, hey, Shannon. And there's Megan. Megan, I was just talking about you, I swear, a few minutes ago, all right? I was saying about we're not selling people pills and potions, and how I got that from you a couple of months ago, kiddo. Hope you're feeling good, all right? So eating right is not just about physically feeling better, because that's going to happen, but it's going to affect your mood too. When you're not going through this, look at my hand. Do you see this? When your insulin levels are not pulling this crap on a daily basis, going up and down. When your blood sugar levels aren't a freaking roller coaster at Six Flags Great Adventure, all right, you're going to feel better emotionally and mentally. You will. Promise you. Guaranteed. All you have to do is commit to it. And listen, I'll say it again, 908-627-7020, all right? That's the number you're going to call to get healthier. Because we'll help you with that, all right? We'll help you with it. We'll even give you a shopping list. It's not that hard. What it takes is commitment. It will keep you motivated, but you got to make that step first. You got to make that commitment first, all right? So, and don't forget, I said wash your hands. Make sure you wash your hands before you eat, okay? No. Going into it, though, just a little bit further, we're talking about, you know, ways that the winter makes us sick, how we get the winter blues. So eating better, hydrating. You know, not drinking enough water affects your mood. It affects your brain activity, okay? Your brain is about 70% water. When you are dehydrated, neural activity is affected. Not drinking enough water, your joints are affected, your heart is affected, your immune system is affected. And by the way, where is 70, 75% of your immune system located in your body? Do you know the answer to this? You can comment on here if you want to, okay? Because I'm going to tell you in a few seconds. We're talking about eating better, and we're talking about hydrating. And the reason that this affects us from and helps to prevent us from getting sick, all right, is because most of our immune system is located in our gut. So having good gut health, and I'm a firm believer and says that's why illnesses spike up in the wintertime, because of those sugary foods and sugary drinks and the alcohol intake and all the crap that we eat around the holiday times. You know, and I'm talking from November through January 1st here, it affects your gut health. And so then it affects your immune system. And I think our immune systems become more and more compromised. And so, you know, you're around people who are also compromised. And so those germs get spread around, you know, people sneezing, people touching things, whatever. It's something that's important. So if you take care of your gastrointestinal system by eating properly and hydrating properly, your immune system will be stronger. That's scientific. That's not just my opinion here. Okay. Wow. Time is flying. I got a few more minutes until I got a hard break coming up here. So, listen, the other thing here, let's talk about this. Hey, Rebecca, good to see you. The other thing that's going on here, too, is that going along with the eating right, hydrating, exercise. Now, I can tell you from personal experience that exercising in the winter, especially when you're an outdoor exercise person, that's tough, okay? My wonderful, beautiful fiance, Susan, love you, sweetie, she likes to jog. She's a runner, okay? She did the turkey trot. This past November, she did her first 5K the year before. And one of the things where we live, what we miss having around us is sidewalks, because we don't have any sidewalks near us where we are now. And she just likes to go out and run. And I think, excuse me, even in the cold, she would go out and run. It becomes more difficult. But the thing is that we are dissuaded from going out and running, and it's difficult to ride your bicycle and such like that too. But you want to be able to exercise. Now, I'm going to swing this back here to the amazing Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Our classes are designed to, number one, I'll tell you right now, they are motivating, inspiring. They can be challenging to your level because we're going to show you how to modify if you need. They're fun. They're fun. I'm telling you, it's not just from an instructor's point of view. I took a class this morning. I took the 7 a.m. class with the incredible Sarah, and it was fun. Broke a sweat. Fun time, though. Classes are only 45 minutes long, too. We're not going to keep you there for an hour and a half, all right? But the exercise and the way these classes are structured and designed will hit every part of your body in a 5-day period. Cardio, upper body, lower body. And, of course, every Friday is Frustration Friday, as we like to say, because that's kickboxing day. And that's when you get to hit stuff. That's what we do. We get to hit the bags, mix in some fun cardio on that with a great playlist. Boom! Frustration Friday. Definitely one of my favorite days for it. All right? So getting exercise in is going to not only help you keep your gut healthy, which will keep your immune system healthy, it will improve your mood. Maybe you've heard of these two little things, endorphins and dopamine. Okay? These are chemicals that your body naturally will produce as a side effect of exercise. And so, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. We're talking about the winter blues. See how I said it again? I got to do that every time. It's like we do this move when we do abdominals called dead bugs. And I can never say, hey, everybody, we're going to do dead bugs. I always got to say, all right, it's dead bugs. Got to say it like that. So the winter blues, you know, we're talking about that. One of the best, and I've said this before, one of the best antidepressants is regular exercise. Regular exercise, okay? And food is the most abused drug, I think, when it comes to depression. That's my humble opinion there. And exercise is the most overlooked and underused antidepressant. So if you want to fight the winter blues and you want to keep your immune system strong, regularly exercising is one of the ways to do this. Kathy just signed on. See you, Kath. Thanks for joining us. Okay. The exercise part of it too, barring any, I mean, if you have a medical complication, any type of physical limitation, no big deal. We'll show you how to modify that. We can do that. We do it all the time, all the time. But you're going to notice that as you get stronger and more cardio fit, more flexible, more agile, you're going to be able to step up your game. And you're going to be able to do things in class that you never thought you'd be able to do. I'm not joking. I see it every day. All of us on Team Clinton, we see it every day. People doing things that just a few weeks ago, a few months ago, they didn't think would be possible to do it. All right. If that's you and you're watching and listening right now, you better throw some hearts up on here. Hit that heart sign here so I know that you're out there, because I know who you are. I see your names here, and I'm not going to start pointing them out, but I know a bunch of you here who had personal best level 10 stuff going on, either in your first challenge or your current challenge right now. And I've gotten to the point of having tears in my eyes. All right. Yes, Lauren, I am the emotional one. All right. I've had tears in my eyes talking to people here about some of the things that they have been able to accomplish and how they feel better. And it's just an incredible thing to be a part of. And again, if you're not a member, you can always ask for more information on this. Even though our 10-week challenge started January 7th, you start your personal 10-week challenge any day. You can start tomorrow. All you have to do is stop believing your bullcrap excuses, and you can start tomorrow. Oh, Mary, stop that. It's the truth. It's the absolute truth, Mary, and you know it. Anyway, you could start your personal 10-week challenge tomorrow. Okay? We'll sit down with you. We'll go over a nutrition plan with you. You're going to have fun in class. You're going to meet fantastic people. You'll have a great time. Okay. So we're talking about how your body will release endorphins and dopamine when you're exercising, which is going to help your immune system. It's going to help your mood. You know what the other thing is too? And I think this happens a lot in the winter, is I think we become a little more secluded in the winter. There's not a lot of outdoor things going on. If it was like this week, it's bitter cold. I mean, I get up pretty early in the morning to get in, and the other day it was 7 degrees, some garbage like that. I was like, oh my gosh. But we become a little more secluded. The other thing that exercise is going to do is it's going to, especially at the Max Challenge of Clinton, it's going to get you involved in a community with a group of people who are like-minded, with like goals, who have good hearts, good senses of humor. You're going to want to be around them, and they will brighten your mood automatically. It just happens that way, you know. So getting out there and just being a part of this this group and this center, just getting you out of the house is going to be a big thing, all right? Whereas, again, in the winter, I think just we get a little bit more secluded too. So I'm going to talk about some practical things here too. I've got quite a few notes here that I still want to get through here. I got a couple minutes before a hard break. But these are more safety things here too. We're talking about things that go on specifically in the winter. Like I said before, in case you're just joining us, we're going to post this link again later. Don't forget to vote for us, the best of Hunterdon, the best of Hunterdon, the best of Hunterdon. Okay. I believe it. I hope you do too. Okay. The other thing to watch for before I move on to some practical tips is Watch out for painful joints. The cold can affect our joints while we're outside too, even if it's just walking to and from the car or to the house or anything too. If you suffer from arthritis or if you whatever type of arthritis you might have, there's a couple different kinds out there. You're going to want to take extra precautions because your joints will get stiffer in the winter. Okay. You know, I'd say it's the cold, but in doing my research for this show today, thank you, Kathy. In doing this research for the show today, there's actually not a clear case of evidence as to why, when there's changes in the weather, such as the cold, that it causes even more joint damage. All right, Gina, thanks for listening. You know, but it's something that you want to be careful of. Again, in doing the research for the show, though, one of the things that was definitely said here is to keep your joints loose, to keep the fluids in your joints more fresh and lubricated. Daily exercise can't be overlooked. Daily exercise can help you with those joints, the physical part of it, again, the mental and emotional part of it. It's just overall overlooked. And I don't care if you haven't exercised in 6 months, or if you haven't exercised in a year, or if you haven't exercised in 5 years or a decade or never. Okay. We get plenty of people that I talk to on the phone that say, I've never taken a class. Doesn't matter. The expert out there that you know in something was a beginner at some point. All you have to do is show up that first time and then keep showing up, and we will take care of you. We will take care of you. All right. I'm going to break it down into some practical things here, because believe it or not, with winter, there's things that you need to be careful about. Things that you need to be careful about in your home, in your car, that can also affect your physical well-being, your mental well-being, how cold it's going to be out there. You know what? I got about 1 minute before I got to go to a commercial, so I'm going to hold off on this for a second. So let me go back to this everything. The success of our members means everything to us, and it is because of your success, members of the Max Challenge of Clinton, that we are in a position to even be nominated for the Best of 100. And so please vote for that. Spread the news. And also, again, our trial class is this Sunday morning. The last trial class we had was so incredibly well attended. It was humbling. We had a line out the door. It's humbling when that happens. Let's do it again this Sunday. And again, we have Dr. Piccolo coming in for the injury prevention talk seminar right after that at 8:30. So let me just plug that real fast. I got a few seconds here and I'm going to run. But listen, it is your successes that drive this. And it is your successes in you sharing this message of health and fitness to the people around you who were once, you were just as lost. You didn't know where to turn, did you, members? Now you do. So please pay it forward. Pay it forward and share that. That's what this is about, paying it forward. Listen, I'll be right back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. I'll be right back. Don't move.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
And we are back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one and only Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. You go to our Facebook page. On there, you're going to find a couple of important things. You're going to find our event for our trial class this weekend, which you are going to sign up for because you need to come and see what this is about. The trial class, listen, it's a trial class. We're not going to beat you up. There's nothing to be afraid of. Nothing to be afraid of. You can meet the entire team while you're there. You can. And I promise you will have fun while you're doing it too. We'll answer any questions you have. So that's the first thing. The second thing you're going to find on our Facebook page is the link to Hunterdon Happenings so you can vote for us for the best of Hunterdon. We would be honored. We are honored to even be nominated. And this is how you can show appreciation for us, and we would be honored to have you vote for us, okay? Moving forward, just closing out the show, I wanted to talk about some practical tips for the winter, okay? By the way, really good show coming up next week too. I'm going to have a guest next week who is actually another host of a radio show here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. And I'm going to have the incredible Nicole Smith, who has a show here called Happy to Help. Nicole has a heart of gold, and she's all about volunteering, and we're going to talk about that next week, all right? So you're not going to want to miss on this, too, because we're going to have a fantastic conversation. And she's just Nicole's one of those people that when she enters the room, she kind of brightens the room when she walks in. So she's going to brighten up the studio here. And I'll tell you, between her brightening up the studio and my subtle personality, I think we're going to have a blast next week. So listen, talking again about the winter. Here we go. Oh, the winner just joined us. I see you, Kathy. Good to see you. I mentioned you a little bit earlier, Kathy, about how you crushed your goals, and we are so honored that you are the winner of our fall challenge, Kathy. Thank you for watching, okay? Gosh, I'm just getting choked up talking about it, but we are just so proud of you, so proud of you. So again, listen, I'm digressing, going back here. Some of the practical steps that you can take in the winter have to do with your home and your vehicle, because safety and health is everywhere. And so here's one of the things I just felt that I should mention just as a reminder to you. You may have already done this, but I want you to check your carbon monoxide detector in your home or apartment. Check it, okay? A lot of times with heating systems, if God forbid there's a leak in the heating system, you're going to need your carbon monoxide detector to help you stay healthy. Okay? And I mean that. And if you do not have a carbon monoxide detector, go get one. Go get one. They are not expensive. Follow the instructions and install them. Okay? And, you know, what they say is, just like with smoke detectors, with your carbon monoxide detector, is to check the batteries when you change your clocks. You spring forward, you fall back, you check your batteries on these things. So that's definitely one of the things. And of course, if you don't have a smoke detector, that's important. But especially now, if you have a fireplace, you're going to want to make sure you have a carbon monoxide detector also. These are things that, because we close our windows in the winter, don't we? We close our windows. And so you want to be sure that the air quality inside your home is as good as can possibly be. Okay, what are we talking about today? We're talking about the ways winter makes us sick. This is one way that it can happen too. Speaking of windows, keep yourself warm. Make sure that your windows are sealed up properly. Make sure that you know there's no leaks in there too. Oh, darn it. And I left my water bottle in the car. Speaking of cars, dang it. Don't forget to prepare your car for when you're out there driving around in the winter too, okay? Awesome. Yep, that's why there's volume control here, I guess. You know, when you're driving in your car, keep the interior of your car clean. Maybe I'm a little weird for this, I don't know, but I clean my steering wheel. I disinfect my steering wheel about once a week. I really do. Because, again, even though I'm washing my hands being out and about, and I do have hand sanitizer there, I want to make sure that for those times when I touch my steering wheel and I'm in my car, you know, often, and especially if you're in your car often, you want to make sure that your steering wheel is a little bit on the cleaner side. So, you know, keep some disinfectant there. Keep a rag there if you need to wipe it down, whatever it is. It's just one of those things to help keep you healthy that I think not everybody has thought about in doing that too. And then, of course, again, if you know, we're talking about we've been dodging the snow bullet. We've been really lucky so far. I hope that continues until springtime. Remember that if you're out there driving in the snow, be safe. Always keep your cell phone charged up. Make sure you have a full tank of gas. Listen, if you're like me, you might want to keep a bottle of water in there just in case too. You never know how it might get there too. So make sure that that's prepared too. Just to be ready for it. Just to be ready for it. Now, a couple minutes left here talking about fighting the winter blues, about keeping yourself healthier. Check yourself right now. And I guess it doesn't really matter if you're a member or if you're not a member of the Max Challenge at Clinton. I want you to just take a quick self-check of yourself right now. Are you doing what you need to do to stay healthy? Are you fulfilling those New Year's resolutions? How are those going, those resolutions? And again, you could see last week's show about what I said about resolutions and how I feel about them and how I view them and what to do with them. But what are you doing to get yourself healthier? Taking a deep breath here. Ladies and gentlemen, you're done. This is your time. You don't have to look any further than right here, right now, for a facility and a team of professionals that are super serious. It's like regular serious, except with a cape. Super serious about making sure that you get healthier. I said this to my class this morning. We have this identity sometimes that we have with food and exercise. The people around us judge us by this identity. Okay, she's the gal that, you know, will go out on the weekends, just eat a whole pizza. This is the guy that just doesn't exercise. He doesn't exercise. He's an armchair quarterback. He'll watch football and everything, but he doesn't exercise. You know, we get wrapped up in these identities that are unhealthy identities. Okay. We have a relationship with food and exercise that is unhealthy to have, and you need to change it. And for our members, you are changing it, and you have changed it. And I could list ways in ways so many of you have just crushed that. Now you have this new identity. Now you have this new way of looking at food and exercise and your health and life. It's not a secret identity anymore. But if you're watching, if you're listening, and you haven't changed that identity yet, you can. You can. Pick up the phone. Private message us. Email us. Click the link for the trial class this Sunday morning at the center. Okay, 1802 Route 31, Clinton, New Jersey. the Grey Rock Shopping Plaza. Click the link. Come to the trial class. You deserve to live the best possible life that you can. You got that? You deserve to live the healthiest possible life that you possibly can. Don't your kids deserve that also? And your grandchildren, your partner, your spouse, they deserve it also. Okay? So listen, it's because of our members, our amazing members, and their amazing successes that I can even sit in this chair and talk to you today. I am so honored to be here with you. Thank you for joining me. My name is Mark. This has been the Max Challenge of Clinton's Max Living episode. Again, please go to our Facebook page if you know anything about us. You know we're the best in Hunterdon. Go click that link and vote for us. You need information? 908-627-7020. One of the amazing members of Team Clinton will be there to help you out. I appreciate everybody who's watched here. Please share this link. Members, share the link for the trial class. You don't know whose life you're going to save, whose life you're going to impact and change just by sharing it and invite some people, okay? Hey, Sharon, thanks for joining. Listen, I really appreciate your time today. I got to run. I'm at the end here. Don't forget to take it to the max. Boom!
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump sent a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Wednesday pledging to continue on with the State of the Union address, saying that there's no security concerns around the event. Senate leaders are setting up votes on competing bills aimed at ending the partial government shutdown on Thursday. Now, neither bill is expected to advance. Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger tells Fox News the president has made a great offer to the Democrats.
Usually some solution will come out of the Senate. That's what I've seen in the past. I hope the Senate can come up with some kind of a negotiated solution that we can get out of this, because there's so much damage being done. And ultimately, even if one side wins, do you really win after all this?
Covington High School student Nicholas Sandman said in an interview on the Today Show that he wishes the encounter he had with a Native American would have gone a little bit differently. Covington High School is open after being closed yesterday due to security concerns. This is USA Radio News.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app.
HomeAdvisor.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
GM now admits it has a big problem brewing at their Toledo, Ohio plant. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
Two federal lawsuits have been filed accusing the automaker of ignoring severe racial harassment. The company says it's now urgently working to identify which of its employees turned the Toledo plant into a hateful, racist place. African-American workers alleged they were routinely disparaged, not only with the repeated use of the N-word, but also with nooses, swastikas, and whites-only graffiti on the bathroom doors. GM's admission comes after months of sidestepping claims from 11 black workers. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A new survey out from Gallup says more adults now are without health insurance than ever. As of late 2018, about 14% of Americans remained uninsured. The study did not ask why folks do not have health insurance. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
New York Democratic Congresswoman Alexandra